just to bring something that's above. No, bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within.
Children can now leave quietly for Sunday school classes. 坐在后面的弟兄姐妹，请往前坐。Those sitting at the back, may we request you to come to the front, please? We are very grateful that our dear brother, Pastor Jim Ohm, returns to preach a sermon to us again. 我们感谢赞美主，他差遣了他的仆人，我们亲爱的弟兄 Jim Ohm 牧师来与我们分享神的信息。中汉弟兄为翻译 ，Brother 中汉 will translate. Pastor Ohm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always good to worship with you and to see the joy of the Lord in this congregation.
总是很高兴能够和大家一起来敬拜主，在这里总是得到很大的喜悦。
Today, God has put on my heart the importance and the power of praise from Psalm 119.
今天神在我心里放了一个很重的负担，就是赞美的大能。我们从诗篇119篇来看。
Please listen carefully from Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176.
请留心听诗篇119篇169到176节。
May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands.
诗篇119篇169到176节，耶和华，愿我的呼吁达到你的面前，照你的话赐我悟性。愿我的恳求达到你的面前，照你的话搭救我。愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律例教训我。愿我的舌头歌唱你的话，因你一切的命令尽都公义。愿你用手帮助我，因我拣选了你的训词。耶和华，我切慕你的救恩，你的律法也是我所喜爱的。愿我的性命存活得以赞美你。愿你的典章帮助我，我如亡羊走迷了路，求你寻找仆人，因我不忘记你的命令。
The first two verses that we read reveal the problem that most of us have in our relationship with God.
头两节我们刚刚念的显示出我们和我们神之间关系的问题。
And that is we come to God when we only have a problem.
那也就是说我们只有在我们有问题的时候我们才会来到神的面前。
We don't usually speak with him much until there is a crisis in our life.
我们通常不和神有太多的交通，除非我们生命上面有一个重大的危机。
It's what some people term emergency room Christians, but they cause a call to the Lord only in emergencies.
这是有些人所谓的急诊室基督徒，因为他们只有在有急事的时候才会呼求主。
When they lose their job, when
当他们失去他们的工作的时
，When someone they love is sick,
当他们所喜爱的人生病了
，They are crying out to the Lord, help me.
他们大声的呼求主去帮助我。
But when they get a new job, when the sickness goes away, where is their faith?
当他们得到了一个工作，或是那个生病除去的时候，他们的信心也除去了。
That kind of faith is a very immature faith.
这一种信心是一种非常不成熟的信心。
Basically, you're just using God to get what you really want.
基本上，我们只是利用神来达到我们想要的。
Friends, does that describe your faith in the Lord?
朋友们，这是不是来描写我们的信心就是如此呢？
If you're honest, that describes most of us at some point of our spiritual development.
如果我们够诚实的话，这事实上描述了我们在我们灵命成长的某一个方面都是如此。
Because we were all spiritual babies at one time, but we don't stay babies forever.
因为我们曾经都是属灵上的小婴儿，但是我们不永远停留在小婴儿的阶段。
Could you imagine if you walked onto a college university and the students were sucking on pacifiers?
能够想象，如果你进到一个大学里面，看到那学生都在吸奶嘴。
What would you think of the students if you saw that?
你看到他们都是这样子的时候，你会如何去想这些学生们？
Well, that is what it's like to see someone who comes to church for years but acts like a baby Christian.
那就是我们在教会里面有时候看到一些来到教会已经很久的时间，但是他们的行为仍像一个属灵的婴儿。
Friends, do you go to God daily, listening to His Word and praying from your heart?
朋友们，我们是不是真的是定期的来到神的面前，向他祷告，用我们的心灵与诚实向他说话？
Or do you only cry out to the Lord when you want something?
或是我们只是因为我们需要什么东西的时候，我们才来到神的面前？
Then you are like a toddler whose first two words are not mommy and daddy, but mine and no.
那我们就像一个小小孩一样，我们的前两个字，我们学会的第两个字不是爸爸妈妈，而是我的不。
God wants you to grow up spiritually.
神希望我们在属灵上能够长大。
And move away from seeing God as a sugar daddy.
而从把神看作是一个给糖的爸爸的好爸爸的那个方向离开。
Who you think exists to give you what you want.
而那个神在我们想法里面只是我们想要什么他就给我们什么的神。
No, he is our heavenly father who is holy, holy, holy.
不，他不是那样子的，他是我们在天上的父，他是圣洁、圣洁、圣洁的神。
Look with me at verses 171 to 173, please.
让我们一起开来读第171到173节。
This is the power of praise.
这就是赞美的大能。
May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts.
愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律例教训我。愿我的舌头歌唱你的话，因你一切的命令尽都公义。愿你用手帮助我，因我拣选了你的训词。
When you begin to praise God, you take your eyes off of your problems and you fix them onto the Lord.
当我们开始赞美神的时候，我们将我们的眼目离开了我们的问题，而将我们的眼目注视在神的身上。
He helps you to see your problem in the light of His greatness.
他帮助我们在他的圣洁的光中里面来看到我们的问题。
And He helps you to begin to let go of your worries and your anxieties.
他也帮助我们将我们的忧愁从我们的忧愁中离开释放。
When we begin to praise God for who He is, He lifts us up from our sticky situations and puts us in His throne room.
当我们开始赞美神，因着他的琐事来赞美神的时候，他就将我们从一个困境中提升到他的宝座上。
Have you ever tried singing a praise song or hymn in the midst of a difficult situation? It's amazing.
你有没有试过在一个极困难的时候，我们来唱诗歌赞美神，那是非常奇妙的。
I know of one couple in my church when the woman was delivering her baby in the delivery room, the anesthesia or epidural ran out.
我知道在我们教会里面有一对夫妇，当太太在生产的时候，在产房里面，她的麻醉药效过了。
And instead of shouting at the doctors, she started to sing the song, "I cry out for your hand of mercy to heal me." I am weak. I need your love to free me.
与其在这边大叫要医生来帮忙，他开始唱着赞美的诗，说：“我渴慕你的怜悯的手来医治我，我是虚弱的，我需要你的爱来使我得释放。”
Praise lifts our focus off of ourselves and our problems and puts them onto the Lord.
赞美使我们的眼目离开我们自己和我们的问题，而将我们的眼睛注视到神的身上。
Try the next time you are in a difficult situation, like when you lose your job or when you see your stock portfolio drop like a rock.
让我们试试看，当我们下一次失去工作的时候，或是看到我们股票开始缩水的时候，让我们试着来赞美神。
Praise God, for He is holy, holy, holy.
让我们因着神是那圣洁的神来赞美神。
Ask the Lord to show you His glory instead of just fixing on your worries and your problems.
求神真是让我们看见他的荣耀，而不是让我们只看到我们的问题。
The Lord is not a sugar daddy who just gives you stuff.
神不是只是一个给糖的爸爸，让给我们凡是我们想要的。
But He wants a relationship with us as we mature in Christ.
但他希望在和我们有一个在属灵上成熟的一个关系。
And that only happens when we let go of the me, me, me phase.
而这个情况只有当我们真的是舍弃了只有我我我以我我我为中心的自语。
Let's take a moment to define what praise is.
让我们用一点点时间来看什么叫做赞美。
Praise is adoring God and valuing Him as the true treasure that He is.
赞美是在是敬仰望神，而且珍惜神，如同他是一个真实的宝石，宝贝的东西，而他也是。
Friends, do you value God?
朋友们，我们真的珍惜神吗？
Do you treasure Him more than your career?
我们珍惜神更胜于我们的事业吗？
Do you treasure God more than your children?
我们珍惜神更胜于我们的孩子吗？
If you do not, that is what's causing your faith to be stunted.
如果我们的答案是不的话，那就是为什么我们的信心会受到阻碍。
You're putting something ahead of the Lord in your life.
我们在神面前，在神之前，我们放了一些其他的东西。
You're looking to your family to give value to your life.
我们看着我们的家庭来使我们更珍惜我们的生活。
You're looking to how smart your children are to feel proud about yourself.
我们看着我们的孩子，让我们觉得我们很骄傲。
Or others of you are looking to your wealth or how successful you are in your career to feel like you're somebody.
或者我们看着我们的财富，或是我们事业多么成功，来让我们感到我们是一些成功人士。
But really, who's going to know how much money you have in the bank 100 years from now?
但事实上，一百年后，谁知道你在银行里面有多少存款呢？
In the ancient Olympics, they did not receive gold medals.
在古代的奥林匹克会里面，他们不会收到金牌。
They received a crown of wreaths or leaves.
他们收到一个花冠。
How long does a crown of wreaths or leaves last, do you think?
那花冠能够维持多久？你想想看。
Usually less than a year.
可能少于一年。
And people forget about these athletes very quickly.
但这些人会忘记这些运动员更快的速度。
Because of Michael Phelps, people will soon be asking, who is Mark Spitz?
因为 Michael Phelps, 人们很快就会开始问谁是 Mark Spitz?
Because of Usain Bolt, people will say, who is Michael Johnson?
那也因为 Usain Bolt,很快的，人们会问谁是 Michael Johnson。
However, in a little while, younger athletes will beat Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps records.
但无论如何，在不久的将来，更年轻的一代的运动员将会破他们所有的记录。
Olympic athletes yearn for glory.
奥林匹克会是为我们对着荣耀来呼喊。
But it only lasts a short time.
但只存在很短暂的时间。
The Bible tells us that we have this yearning for eternal significance.
圣经告诉我们，我们都有对永垂不朽有一种渴望。
Because the Lord has set eternity in our hearts.
因为神把永生放到我们的心中。
So if we try to satisfy this eternal significance with money, family, or accomplishments, it will never satisfy us.
所以当我们想要用的金钱、家庭，或是我们的在体育上面的成就来满足我们这种永垂不朽 的渴望的时候，那永远不会成功的。
But if we fill our hearts with the Lord,
但我们若用神用主来充满我们的心
，by singing praises and treasuring Him,
我们借着唱诗歌，借着仰慕神
，we will experience a little bit of heaven now.
我们现在就可以稍微体会到天堂的滋味。
We taste God's eternity even on this earth.
即使现在我们扔在地上，我们现在就可以尝到天堂的滋味。
Friends, have you experienced this in your life?
朋友们，在你现在生活里面，曾经有过这种经验吗？
If you haven't, then you need to let go of your glory.
如果你还没有，你现在必须要放弃我们自己的荣耀。
You need to let go of the glory of your family.
我们要放弃我们从家庭来的荣耀。
You need to let go of the glory of your wealth.
我们要放弃我们从财富来的荣耀。
And you need to hold on to the glory of the Lord.
我们要紧紧抓住从神来的荣耀。
And we come to the last few verses, verses 174 and 176.
让我们再来看最后几节，174到176节。
I love the Hebrew language because it's not only beautiful, but it's also rich in symbolism.
我喜爱这个希伯来文，它不仅仅它因为它很美丽，更是因为它充满了象征的意义在里面。
When verse 174 says, "I long for your salvation,"
当174节说耶和华，我切慕你的救恩。
In Hebrew, it literally says, "I long for Jesus."
在希伯来文里面，它事实上就是说的，我渴慕耶稣。
Salvation is Yeshua in Hebrew.
拯救恩，拯救在希伯来文里面的意思就是约书亚。
Yeshua is Jesus.
而约书亚就是耶稣。
Jesus is our heart's longing.
耶稣是我们心中所仰慕、所渴慕的。
And when you fill your heart with Him, your life will be filled with richness of God's grace.
当我们用耶稣来充满我们的心的时候，我们的生命里面就会充满着神的荣耀。
And you will experience Yeshua.
你就会经历拯救。
Friends, when we enter into a relationship with the Lord through the gospel,
朋友们，当我们借着福音来进入与神的关系的时候，
He always tells us the bad news first and then the good news.
他总是告诉我们一些坏消息先，然后告诉我们一些好消息。
The bad news is found in verse 176.
这坏消息就是在176节。
It says, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands.
我如亡羊走迷了路，求你寻找仆人，因我不忘记你的命令。
Sheep are not smart animals.
羊不是一种很聪明的动物。
They fall down and they can't get up.
他如果摔倒了，他爬不起来。
They need a shepherd to come and lift them up out of the ditch.
他需要，那羊摔倒的时候，他需要牧羊人把他扶起来。
Sheep could drown in 2 inches of water.
羊可以在两英尺深的水里面淹死。
That's no wonder God tells us that we are like sheep.
所以神告诉我们，我们就像羊一样。
Sheep are defenseless.
羊是没有防卫能力的。
Sheep like to wander.
羊时常在那边不知道干嘛。
But the shepherd comes and seeks his lost sheep and brings them back.
但是牧羊人到羊群里面找到那些迷散的羊，把他们带回来。
Sheep have no gold medals.
羊没有金牌。
Sheep don't own houses.
羊不拥有任何房子。
Everything that we see, everything that we touch will fade away.
我们在现在看到的、我碰到的每一样事情都会过去。
Only the Lord lasts forever.
只有我们的神会永远存在。
Don't build your treasure here on earth because it will not last.
不要让我们在地上建立我们的财富。
Do not try to make a name for yourself because that will not last either.
也不要为我们的名字想要建立在地上，因为那不会存在，永远存在。
But fill your heart and your life with the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是用神，用主耶稣来充满我们的生命，充满我们的心。
Put your faith in Yeshua.
将我们的信心放在耶稣亚上，耶稣上面。
Believing in Jesus is not just knowing that He is God.
相信基督不是只是说我们知道他是神。
Believing in Jesus is not knowing that He just died on the cross for people's sins.
相信基督不是只是知道他在十字架上为罪人的罪而死。
Because the book of James tells us that even demons know that Jesus is the Son of God.
因为在雅各书里面告诉我们，即使鬼魔也信耶稣是神。
Even demons know that Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago for people's sins.
即使鬼魔也知道耶稣在十字架上两千年前为了罪人的罪而死。
But they are not saved.
但是他们没有获救。
There are many people in the church today that know that Jesus is the Lord.
今天很多弟兄姐妹在教会里面，弟兄姐妹知道耶稣在十字架为我们死。
There are many people in the church that know that Jesus died on the cross for people's sins.
很多人在教会里面知道耶稣在十字架上为了我们的罪而死。
But they will not be in heaven because it is just knowledge.
但是他们不会到天堂，因为这不是只是一个知识罢了。
Knowledge will not save you.
知识不会救你。
But only true faith, which is trusting in Jesus.
只有真实的信心，也就是完全的信靠主耶稣的时候，才会救你。
If you were on the fourth floor of an office building visiting a friend,
如果你在一个四层楼的建筑物里面来拜访你的朋友
，and you notice smoke coming out of the stairwell，
你注意到从楼梯间的时候有烟冒出来
，and you open the door and you realize it's filled with smoke and fire，
你把门打开，你看到里面全是火跟烟
，and you immediately run to the other stairwell and you know that that's also blocked with smoke and fire，
你马上跑到另外一个逃生门里面，打开门的时候发现那里面也都是火跟烟。
And you realize you're trapped on the fourth floor.
你才了解你被困在第四层楼里面。
And you hear the fire trucks coming within a few moments.
你马上听到消防车来了。
And you see the firemen come out with this big round circle.
你看到消防队员拉着那个大的那个圈圈。
And they tell you 4 stories down to jump.
那他们告诉你从上面跳下来。
And you're thinking that's 48 feet.
你想想看，那是四十八。 48尺高的距离。
That's a long way down.
那是很长的距离往下跳。
And the firemen tell you that this circle can withstand the weight of a 300-pound man from the fifth floor.
但是消防队员告诉你，这个大的救生圈，不是，我whatever，大的圈圈可以支撑300磅人从五层楼的地方跳下来。
And you're thinking that's a lot of force.
你知道那是很大的力量。
And you're doing the math. Those of you who are science majors, 32 feet per second squared, gravity falling, my weight.
你用了你的理智去用数学去计算， 这个距离加上我的体重。
And you know that that circle can hold you.
而你也知道，经过计算以后，你知道那救生的东西可以支持住你的重量。
But knowing that that circle can hold you will not save you.
但是只是知道那个东西会救你，不会救你。
You will die of smoke inhalation unless you jump into that circle.
除非你跳下去，否则你就会死在上面。
Unless you have faith and trust that that circle will hold you.
除非你相信，信靠那个circle会救你。
You will not be saved unless you jump.
你不会被救，除非你往下跳。Jesus
says to you, jump into my arms.
主耶稣告诉我们，跳到我的臂膀里面来。You
know Jesus can catch you.
你知道耶稣会接住你。You
know Jesus will take care of you.
你知道耶稣会照顾你。But
you have to trust and jump into his arms.
但是你必须要信靠耶稣，而跳到他的臂膀里面。You
have to trust that he died for your sins personally.
你必须要信靠主耶稣，他为你死。You
have to trust that he is your glory and your hope and your salvation.
你必须要信靠他是你的拯救，他是你的荣耀。And
when you do, your life will change dramatically.
如果你真的如此的话，你的生命会改变。There
is a big difference between a churchgoer and a Christian.
这在 去教会的人和真的基督徒中间是有一个很大的区别。There's
actually an eternal difference between a churchgoer and a Christian.
事实上在这两个区别，事实上就是一个永远的永生的区别。But
the space is only 18 inches long.
但这个中间的距离只有18尺。It's
between knowing the truth and believing and trusting in the truth.
就是从我们的头脑知道到我们的心，我们信靠。
Ask the Lord to help you to praise him for who he is.
让我们真的求主因着神的所事来赞美主。
Ask him to help you to trust in his salvation, Yeshua.
让我们真能够求主来让我们能够信靠他的拯救。
And he will lift you up.
他将会将我们高举起来。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious Lord, thank you for this passage that shows us how amazing you are.
哦，主啊，感谢你赐给我们这珍贵的话语，也让我们看见你是多么的宝贝。You
are a great and mighty God who has loved stupid sheep like us.
哦，你是那伟大的神，你是有大能的神，而你却爱上我们这些笨蛋的愚笨的羊。Help
us not to just know about the truth, but help us to believe and trust in you.
哦，帮助我们不仅仅只是知道。 哦，你是那拯救，更是让我们能够相信，更是让我们能够信靠你，就是那拯救。
Help us to let go of our worries. Help us to let go of our anxieties.
帮助我们真的是能够脱去我们的一切的重担烦恼。
To know that you love us and care for us and will provide for us.
而知道你爱我们，知道你会供应我们的一切。
Thank you for your salvation, Yeshua.
感谢你对我们的拯救，拯救者。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.